yours, El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The reason that this debate is so important is that it reminds me in some ways of the debate taking place in this country and around.
I can tell you, I lost a brother in an accident.
Well, Grassley actually wrote a letter after that hearing, and he was joined by all of the other Republican
members. I want to point out, for those of you looking at ESPN, I'd like to point out Hannah Storm in a horrifying outfit today.
Why did we buy Alaska in the 1950s?
Well, we bought Alaska in the 1950s because we wanted to take cruises there and look at the caribou, but it's getting to be a little tiring. I think we ought to give it back. Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, because that environmental stuff is driving everybody nuts. Give Alaska back to the Russians, please. Every night till 4 a.m. on the East Coast, 1 a.m. here at the El Pacifico. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. It is a trip through the looking glass, through the Alice in Wonderland, if you will, of talk radio, where we take you behind the scenes and tell you how opinions are formed. What are the real feelings of people? What are stories really about? And this is the only radio show in the history of the medium that does it. And if you don't know that yet, you will find out. Welcome to our program. Coming up tonight, we got Charlie Sheen headed to rehab. Tony Kornheiser is suspended for insulting an ESPN anchor. Wait till you hear this guy, Kornheiser. Now, Tony Kornheiser is a newspaper writer who presumes to be a broadcaster because they sat him in front of a television camera and gave him a microphone. But he's a newspaper writer. And Tony Kornheiser exhibits what is the epidemic disease in broadcasting, and that is the rank amateur being given the tools of a profession that he knows nothing of. And wait till you hear what this rank amateur Kornheiser says about one of his colleagues on ESPN, and he thinks he's funny, which of course he isn't. But also, Apple's getting rid of overtly sexy iPod apps. Tomorrow night, we're going to be joined by Bubba the Love Sponge. We got Dr. Stone later on in the week, and our number is 877-876-PHIL. Now, if you'd like to join us online, you can watch our show as well as listen to it at philhenryshow.com. You just go over there and, you click on the stream, baby. We got live streaming audio as well as live streaming video of our show each and every night at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Please join us over there. Right now, we have Dean Wheeler with us from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we're joined as well. I think, Dean, your wife is going to be on the line with us later on.
I'm hopeful, Phil, that Esmeralda can join us, but I don't know because we're at a seminar that is going well into the evening, and this is the second annual seminar on basic aromatherapy, a lot of spa technique, a lot of business that's being discussed.
Is that what you are, that your business is spas or?
Our business is healing using the holistic and homeopathic remedies, and we're always trying to improve. But when we talk about holistic remedies and holistic applications, we don't just mean physical, we mean spiritual as well as psychological.
Now, the story that I called you to discuss, Dean, because you've written a couple of pieces on this, the idea of men being abused by women, which you believe is a fallacy, correct?
It absolutely is a fallacy, and I can tell you why. I think that men have been pressured into believing that they're abused by other men who are upset with the publicity that is attendant when a man abuses a woman. The story that you were referencing, Phil, is this wrestler, Mr. Ric Flair, and he claims that he was abused by his wife. The police arrested her and took her off to jail, but the fact is we have more often than not evidence of women coercing men, but women are not abusive to men physically the way that men are abusive to women. And it is one of the things that we discussed this evening. We had two sessions, one on aromatherapy and the other, which was on the applied kinesiology pressure point. And then we got into our psychological seminars and the sociological ramifications of the new age of healing and discussed the idea. And we came to the conclusion, obviously, it is a fallacy. It's almost as if were discussing, you were talking about global climate change, and these people that deny that there is such a thing are the very same people that will tell you that men are abused by women.
Well, we do know that police have been called out to homes where men have been abused.
No, men are not abused. Men are, more often than not, men are what we call, and I think what the police would call if they looked at it more carefully, men are coerced. Men are...
What do you mean by men are coerced?
Men have put women into a very uncomfortable position. The position is that men have long denied or tried to say that, that they're not abusing women, that women abuse them. And women have been, I think, fighting this, battling this. And so what happens is they find themselves in a position of coercing men. I'll give you an example, Phil, if I could.
Yeah, because I don't really know what you mean by women coercing men.
I had denied to my wife for a very long time that I believed that women could abuse men. I didn't believe it. I did believe that women abused men. Well, I don't know. Yes, I did believe that women abused men. And
are you sure you know which side of this thing you're... Women abuse men.
That's what I believe. That's what I did believe. Now I know that they don't.
So you did believe that women abused men. Now you don't.
No. And I'll tell you how I came to the conclusion that women do not abuse men. My wife had to use a form of coercion on me. You understand?
No, I don't.
My wife was telling me that I had to believe that women do not abuse men. And I said, yes, they do. And she said, no, they don't. And she literally held a knife to my throat. And I said to her, isn't that abuse? And she said, no, it isn't. It is coercion. And I said, how do you know the difference? And understand, Phil, we're having this conversation as she's holding the blade of this knife to my throat.
And your wife has got a knife to your throat, and you're having a discussion. You're saying... Women abuse men, and she's saying, no, they don't.
Exactly. And I said, well, what do you call holding a knife to my throat? She said, I am using coercion, but when I take this knife away, there will be no bruise. And so she made her point. That is not abuse. That is a woman relying on the only thing she has left, which is to coerce an opinion.
Is it your opinion, though, even though she held a knife to your throat?
Yes, it is. I'll tell you why. The courage that it took for her to do that and the frustration that she must have felt that forced her to hold a knife to my throat as I sat there like countless men before me and said, no, I don't think that I do believe that women abuse men. And she says, no, they don't. I said, yes, they do. And she put this knife to my throat, and she said, how do you feel about women abusing men right now? And I said, I don't believe they do it. Now, I said that because I was afraid.
That's what I was going to say. You said that because you were afraid she'd stick the knife in you, right?
No, at first. But then I realized that if she doesn't stab me with the knife, she has just done something that took a lot of courage to force an amount of fear into me to get me to say women don't abuse men. And I did, and I find that I believed it as the result of her holding a knife to my throat.
All right, I have to ask you, though, Dean, as every man will, the woman holding that knife to your throat was abusing you.
No, she was not, because she didn't leave a mark on my throat.
Was it not psychological abuse?
Now we get into an area that everybody loves to talk about, because when you cut someone off at the pass, when it comes to physical abuse, then they say, let's talk about psychological abuse. I don't believe so. I think she opened my eyes. She didn't physically abuse me, you know that. What she did psychologically was have the courage to put a knife that she had just sharpened. She had just sharpened it in the garage. To put the blade of that knife to my throat and to say, do you or do you not believe that women abuse men? And I said, no, I don't. And I meant it.
you were not influenced by the knife at all.
I was influenced by the courage it took for her to go into the garage, sharpen that knife, come into the kitchen, and place it against my throat while she was opening the refrigerator, by the way, Phil, to get a bottle of apple juice or something. I mean, that was the part that was... She had this knife to my throat, and she's opening the refrigerator to get something to drink, and she's saying, "Now how do you feel?"
Almost as if it was just another chore, huh?
As if it was another chore. You've got to respect that. And I did. And I said to her, "I don't believe that women abuse men." You see, you have to get... It's a physical impossibility for a female to abuse a male. It just doesn't happen. It's a myth started by men who feel like they're unfairly targeted as abusers. But women can't abuse men. The best they can do is coerce.
Well, I wish I was there tonight to hear you present that, Mr. Wheeler. I keep thinking you're a doctor because there's so much that you know about, and a lot of what you're saying here is very difficult to grasp, but you're saying essentially women don't physically abuse men. They may coerce them. They don't physically abuse them. All right.
That is correct. And again, my wife, even though she had a knife to my throat, she's not abusing me.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're with Dean Wheeler here. And your phone call's coming up next as he talks about the impossibility of women being physically abusive to men, that they may coerce them, that they may pressure them, but this has been overstated and it is, in point of fact, not true. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
Phil. Now, this all came about, the discussion we're having this evening with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. It all came about because of a story here, and this was actually reported by TV Guide, Dean, and the story has to do with Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is a wrestler, and his wife, Jacqueline, her name is Jacqueline Beam. She was arrested on Sunday and charged with misdemeanor assault. No actual weapons are found. They say that Mr. Flair suffered minor injuries. Well, what does that mean? Were they coercive injuries, or was it actual abuse?
Well, tell me, you say that women don't abuse men, they only coerce them, correct?
Yes, I can give you the example. I gave you the example of my wife holding a knife to my throat.
Well, what other ways are women coercive to men as opposed to abusive?
Well, first of all, women, as I said, can't abuse men. They're physically weaker, but they can't coerce a man. They do that with a thumb lock. They can do it with a knife to the throat. They can do it with threatening them with a slingshot, threatening them with a pool cue. I've known women that will threaten men holding a pool cue as if it's a spear and threatening to stab them in their genitals or in the groin, but they never do it, you see.
And what do you mean by a slingshot?
Well, the same thing. Holding a slingshot, aiming it at a very vulnerable part of the body. Women will do that. Or when no one is looking, women can put a man into a thumb lock that is very painful. And you can't find any bruising. You can't find any scratches. It is a coercive move. Men say that that's abuse. No, it isn't.
Well, do you approve of that?
I approve of it if it's to get a man to see something that he is too pig-headed to see. And in this case, it's that women can't possibly abuse men. It's almost like the science on global warming is settled.
So the science on women not abusing men is settled. I don't know that you're going to find that that's the case, especially if you find a man who has bruises.
Men, you know, a man will be bruised because he ran away from a woman and ran into something. A man will be bruised because the woman in thumb-locking him didn't realize he had such sensitive skin. But a man is not going to be...
Didn't realize he had such sensitive skin. All right, let me take a phone call.
But a man... Hold on. A man's not going to be bruised because a woman beat him up, that she used her fists.
If she bruises a man with a thumb-lock, it's because she bruised him, not because he's got sensitive skin. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Patrick. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler. Patrick, go ahead. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Basically, to your caller, I don't know what world he's living in. I'm a police officer just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And we have countless cases in the courtroom each day.
Congratulations.
Where women have been arrested for physically assaulting men. And, you know, we've got, I've been on cases where...
Have you seen it happen? Have you seen it happen? Or did you see the result, which was, might have been bruising?
Yeah, it was
on
bruising.
The man.
Yeah.
You sure. know? But sure. How do you know that wasn't the result of a coercion that got out of hand?
Well,
what do you mean by a coercion that got out of hand? If you said your wife one night, and here's a police officer, if a woman holds a knife to a man's throat, sir, is that assault?
Are you speaking to me?
Yeah, I'm speaking to you. Is that assault?
Yes, well, no, yes, you should ask yes. me that. Why are you asking him?
He's a police officer.
You don't even have to put an injury on someone. I mean, if someone's in fear of being assaulted, that's assault according to the law in Tennessee.
All right, I understand that, but that's not abuse as we know it. It may be assault technically,
but it's not
abuse as we know it.
But you said, sir, that men cannot be harmed, that they cannot be physically harmed by a woman.
Well, no, they can't. If you look at women, their body mass...
No, we know all about how women are smaller. Look, we have female police officers. Speaking of police officers, we have female cops. They're able to deal with individuals that are bigger than them.
Well, because they've got guns and they have weapons that help them to do. But a normal, a regular woman is not big enough to do anything other than threaten in the manner that I told you.
Well, you're talking about her threatening with a slick... Go ahead, Patrick. I'm sorry. I just...
Well, I'll just say...
You know what I mean.
I'll just say a certain case that I worked one time, there was a lady that took her keys. She was a passenger. Her husband was driving. And she took her keys and literally beat his back with her keys. Now, there was more than a bruise there. There were actually puncture wounds where these keys went in this man's back.
Well, how do you know that was not him? How do you know that wasn't a form of... In other words, what I'm saying is, how do you know that wasn't coercion gone bad? Where he backed into the keys.
What do you mean, backed into the keys?
In other words, it was coercion gone bad in that she had the keys to his back, and then he backed into them.
Okay. Well,
causing multiple puncture wounds? I mean, that's exactly what the police officer is saying, multiple puncture wounds. Patrick, thanks for your call, 877-876-PHIL. Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I was just going to make a comment about the women don't abuse men.
Yes, sir.
I worked a 19-hour day and came home, and my wife at the time, she's my ex-wife now, but I'll tell you why. She was a really poor housekeeper, and I just made mention, my mom and dad are driving 8.5 hours. They'll be here tomorrow. You know, why don't you go ahead and get up, turn off the TV, and we'll clean up this house. So she walks into the kitchen.
Why would you talk to your wife like that? Why do you talk to your wife like that?
Wait a minute. He's just suggesting...
I told her that I would help her clean up the house, man. I mean, you know, come on.
You told her to clean the house up.
I worked a 19-hour day. You know, I figured she could help
But if someone told you to clean the house up, would you at least want to threaten them with something?
Why? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt here, Brian. Why?
Am I talking to Brian or to the host?
Well, you're talking to me.
I'd like to talk to Brian. Brian, did you her to clean the house? Did you say to her, excuse my language, but did you say to her, listen, you fat pig, get up and clean the house?
No. I said, hey, you know, my mom and dad will be, you know, they'll be down here tomorrow. You know, they're driving 8.5 hours to come see us, you know, once you get up and I'll help you clean the house.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
and then
I went through and started collecting laundry, and I was coming back through, and I had assumed she'd gone into the kitchen to start the dishes, and I'm coming back down the hallway, and she steps out from behind the door, and she hits me with a 14-inch cast iron skillet, put two huge goose eggs on the back of my head, and fractured my skull. And
You didn't call her a pig or say, you know, you fat sow? Nothing?
No. That's not my way.
It doesn't matter even if he did. You said, Dean, that this is coercion.
Well, the second question I wanted to ask Brian, how do you know that she meant to hit you with the pan?
Well, she was about 20 feet from the kitchen when it happened, and normally we don't carry frying pans to the utility room to watch it.
Good point, Phil. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL. And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And with me tonight, Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean is right now attending a seminar of holistic healers and homeopathic healers from across the Western United States. And this is a variety of seminars, right, Dean? Having to do with aromatherapy, you said, and with applied kinesiology.
Absolutely. And we have the technicians, and we have the people who are into the application of massage, and different spas are represented, and different homeopathic practices are represented. But we are talking a little bit as well about the sociologic relationships. And I can tell you, we're talking more and more about the myth of female abusive men.
Now, you've called it a myth, but we just heard a man say that he saw his wife come out from behind a door with a frying pan and leave two knots on his head.
All right, let me address that, Phil, because it's a fascinating area. First of all, and for the people listening, this is a fascinating area. First of all, I think all of us remember watching cartoons where we see the stereotypical shrewish wife standing there holding a rolling pin or a frying pan, and then we see the husband getting hit with it. Have you ever seen your wife standing with a rolling pin?
Actually, no. I think a rolling pin is for making pie crust.
Yeah, it's for making pies. So you rarely see a modern American housewife standing with a rolling pin, but I have, because we do a lot of baking at our home. I've seen my wife with a rolling pin, and it is not a difficult thing to imagine, to almost put yourself into a kind of a hallucination that she's beating you with it. And the same thing with the frying pan. I don't doubt that that man hurt himself. He could have fallen down some stairs. He could have backed up and hit his head against a wall. When he saw his wife with the frying pan, I believe he went into a post-traumatic hallucination where he imagined her hitting him with a frying pan. But think of how ridiculous that is. And so...
So you're saying that man was never hit with a frying pan. You're making the statement that women don't abuse men.
I said that women coerce men.
Well, you see, Dean, you say that a woman coercing a man is not abuse, but you gave as an example of a woman coercing a man holding a knife to his throat, which your wife did to you.
Absolutely.
And you gave as an example of a woman coercing a man aiming at his crotch with a slingshot, but never doing anything.
Yeah, all of those things happened to me, and they were frightening. And I was in fear for my own personal health and well-being. And my wife aiming at my crotch with a pool cue or putting my thumb in a thumb lock. But it wasn't abuse. Not in the sense that a man beats a woman and then throws her from a car, which is a standard form. It's as horrible as it is, it's a standard form of domestic abuse.
Beats her and throws her from a car. I mean, I got to start looking at police reports, I guess.
Oh, it's horrible.
877-876-PHIL. Women cannot really abuse men. That's a myth. Men abuse women. We're talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Healing Center. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Carl in Topeka, Kansas. Carl, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm also a police officer, and I just want to say to him that it's not a myth. I mean, I've worked several cases where the women have just beat the pulp out of their husbands, and it's something that's not reported a lot because a lot of times when we take calls,
don't you report it if you're a police officer?
Yeah, well, when a husband is actually abused by the wife, they're not reported a lot, and they're really not, because the male
why don't you report it?
No, the husband doesn't report it. They don't even call the cops.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's embarrassing, and it's embarrassing for them to have been beat up by their wife. And I've come across several women in this profession that would stand toe to toe with any
many
man
Carl, have you ever been beaten by a woman?
Huh?
Because have you ever been beaten by a woman?
No, I've never been beaten by a woman.
Exactly. Have I ever been beaten by a woman? No. Mr. Hendry, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's three. There's three men right there who've never. But all we have is anecdotal. We have anecdotal. It's all anecdotal. We don't really have. You may know. I'm sure that you say that you know, and that's fine. And Phil, you could say you know people. But that's all we really know. We just have secondhand information. It's very anecdotal. Much of it is the stuff of urban legends.
Wait a minute. Urban legends. Look, are you telling me that this doesn't take place? We've got cops that have seen it. Thanks very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. We've got cops that have seen it.
Phil, I don't know. All I know is that every time we hear about women abusing men, which I don't think has ever really happened, it's all anecdotal. It's all urban myth.
What do you mean urban myth? Urban myth means that it didn't happen. Okay, urban myth means it's concocted.
Well, it's all very hazy and misty. And
well, maybe it's hazy and misty, but it doesn't mean that it's made up. Okay?
I'll ask you again. Have you ever been beaten by a woman?
No, I haven't. Neither of you. You're absolutely right. Neither was that police officer.
And that is my point exactly. We don't know whether this takes place or whether men are saying it because they've got an issue with women. They are trying to defame women. They are trying to get some sort of political leverage with women. They have come up with some story about how they're beaten. You know as well as I do there are organizations, and these are of men, who have organizational efforts at saying that they don't have rights. I don't know what they're called.
Well, there's organizations, men, their rights as fathers.
There it is, yeah. These men, these male rights organizations. Now, this is an embarrassment because nobody is taking the rights away from men. This is political leverage. And the same thing goes with abuse. Now, I admit my wife took a knife and held it to my throat, but she never harmed me.
She's aimed at your crotch with a slingshot slingshot. She's aimed at you your private area with a pool cue. She's put your thumb in a thumb lock to the point where it was painful.
It was very painful.
So she was torturing you.
No, how do you figure that?
If your wife has got you in a thumb lock that no one can see, where were you?
We were in our home, and we were entertaining, and I had made some comment that angered her.
So she's thumb locked you. No one can see this. It's excruciating pain. You don't call that abuse.
It didn't leave a bruise. Oh, my God. That's the only way the police are ever going to lock them up if they do that.
877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to Ricky in Boston. Ricky, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Phil Hendry, how are you? Thanks for having me. I love your show. Dean, I just don't get the urban legend stuff. I don't get the...
Have you ever been beaten by a woman? Have you ever been beaten by a woman?
Well, my I have a brother that...
No, the answer is no. Okay, if you got to think about it, it means no. There's four now, Phil. Four men that haven't been beat by a woman. And yet they claim it exists.
I didn't hear his answer. What did you say, Ricky?
Okay, I'm sorry. I have a brother that was almost killed by his ex-wife.
All right, so you weren't, but you weren't.
Yeah, here we go. He's got a brother. Yeah, I got a brother in Philadelphia.
God's honest truth, and his son saw it happen.
You know, but again, it's all anecdotal.
It was a continual...
You and anecdotal.
What happened? Tell me about it.
It was a continual... abuse situation, and at first no one quite could understand it, and no one quite believed it, until it got to the point where it got out of hand.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because it was something
I have
really
to tell
told.
You, nobody ever tells you that they were the victim of this. It's always they heard about it. And with that, Mr. Hendry, I think you've got a you got a problem. Ric Flair is a wrestler. For him to say that his wife beat him up, that makes sense because he doesn't want to say he beat his wife up. He's a wrestler.
Right.
And he has a living to make. But you don't want Ric Flair, a professional wrestler, to come out and say, I beat my wife. So she takes the rap. So that he has a wrestling career.
So in other words, what happened at Ric Flair's house is that he actually beat his wife, not the other way around.
I think so, so they could have their wrestling career. And so that he can, he's 61 years of age, he wants to make a comeback, he's just beaten his wife half dead. He realizes this is going to hurt his career, so he sits her down and says, will you please tell them that you beat me instead? And she says, of course, because she loves him.
While she's sitting there beaten half to death.
Mr. Henry, I'm going to go through this again with you if you want.
No, you don't have to go through it with me again because it didn't make sense the first time. You're telling me that there's no abuse because it's all anecdotal. Guys don't really admit to being abused. You're telling me that Ric Flair, in fact, beat his wife. She didn't beat him. And the reason why they won't admit it is because it'll kill his career. We've got police officers saying that they find people, men, with bruises on them. But you say that those are either self-inflicted or the men hallucinated having their wife beat him with a frying pan because that's what they've seen in cartoons. Now, Dean, I know...
Mr. Henry, I'm a holistic healer.
No, I know that you've had experience in the healing arts, and I recognize all of that. But the fact of the matter is, just because you haven't been beaten, just because I haven't been beaten...
I guarantee you that you won't get one man calling your show tonight who was beaten by a woman, abused, and left where she found him.
Left where she found him, meaning just beaten half to death.
Beaten half to death.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to Houston. This is San Antonio. Kyle, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi there, sir.
Yes, sir.
Listening to the way he was justifying a lot of what he was saying, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Seems a very backwards way of going about it. You were saying... Have I been beaten? No. Have you been beaten, Phil? No. Therefore, it doesn't exist. So if I say,
well,
I don't have diabetes or cancer, so therefore diabetes and cancer don't exist.
In our universe, have you been beaten?
No, I haven't. But
okay, that's
if I go to a kickboxing class and I go up against a black belt woman, are you saying there's a good chance I'm going to win with absolutely no experience? Similarly, if I walk out of the store and I get tasered in a parking lot, is there a good chance I'm going to keep my wallet?
Maybe, but the fact is it hasn't happened. We're talking about ifs. And there's an old saying, if your uncle had wheels and pedals, I'd ride him away to school. But he doesn't. And so we are left with the reality, Kyle, that you and I have never been beaten by women. I had a knife held in my throat, and she threatened to drive it into my throat and sever my jugular, but it didn't happen.
Oh, my God. You don't call that abuse?
I was bruised. I wasn't hurt in any way.
No, but she threatened to kill you. You don't call that abuse?
No, I don't call that abuse. That is a woman coercing me. If Kyle joins a kickboxing class and a woman kicks him to death, then I'll believe that he has been abused.
Well, now, wait a minute. If he's in a kickboxing class and a woman kicks him to death... That's a crime. That's not just abuse. That's a crime. Somebody should have stopped that. All right, Kyle, anything else, Kyle? I appreciate it. By the way, are you a kickboxer?
No, sir. I just wanted to give a clear view that it is very easily possible.
Oh, well, then it doesn't matter. I mean, he's never going to get... See, that's what I'm saying. He's never going to get kicked to death by a female. So he made it up.
No, he's giving an example of physical interaction between men and women. Jim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Well, Dean,
yes, sir.
I don't mean to be insulting to you, but I think you're living in La La Land. When you say to me that your wife put thumb screws on you and did all kinds of hurts and everything, but you don't consider that domestic violence, that's not quite right. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself.
In a thumb lock.
In a thumb lock.
I just wanted
to... I write for several papers for many, many years. And about 10, 12 years ago, I worked on an article for about 6 months. And I got statistics from police agencies all over the country. 53.3% of all what's known as domestic violence is initiated by the female. Okay.
Now, have you ever been beaten?
No, I'm 6'2", 240 pounds. I've been threatened many times, by the way.
That's six guys tonight that have never been beaten by women.
Are you listening to the man? He's a very big guy.
But no, I'm just saying, if this...
Oh, but wait a minute. I've been threatened many times.
Tonight, well, no, that's coercion. That's coercion. And that's the one thing that women do have. But I wouldn't call that abuse.
If a woman holds a knife to your throat, like you said tonight, and Jim just brought up, or puts your thumb in a thumb lock, or aims at your crotch with a slingshot, she's threatening you. You don't call that abusive.
No, I don't call that abusive.
That's known as assault, young fella.
When a woman, all she did was, is that the same as beating a woman and throwing her out of a car? No.
Okay, let's turn the thing around. Let's say he did that to the woman. Is that abuse?
Say that again?
If he did that to the woman, is that abuse?
He's
going to go to jail if he did that to the woman.
No, if most men will beat her and then throw her from a moving car, we know that. We know that. Well, yep. He can laugh if he wants. I don't find
No, you say most men. And that means 50.1%. Most men.
The majority of abuse against women, which is the majority of abuse.
No, this man just said 53%.
Well, you know what they do is they fudge that 53 with.
Oh, wait, this is the law enforcement agency. 53.3%.
She hurt my feelings. All right, but I mean, you know, she yelled at me.
Please answer my question.
If
you did to the woman the thumb screws and the knife and everything else, would you think you'd wind up in jail?
Well, first of all, she didn't use thumb screws. She used a thumb lock. It was a jiu-jitsu
move. If you laid hands on her, you're going to jail. So I remind you about Ben Coates, the tight end for the Patriots. His ex-girlfriend came barging into his house, and when he tried to push her out and then call the police, and the woman said, he put hands on me. And they said, yeah, I was protecting myself, and I pushed her out of my house.
Exactly.
He wound up in jail.
And he should have gone to jail.
Her for breaking into his house and threatening him and the girl he was with and putting her hands on him?
Well, she didn't push him around and humiliate him. And when a man, I want to get back to...
Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm going to get back to what I said, and that is the following thing. If I aimed slingshots at my wife, I don't think I'd be arrested.
In a heartbeat,
I don't
fella.
And the other thing is, you know what? Both of you guys really got it wrong.
No, we don't have it wrong. You're at your holistic meeting here trying to say, thanks very much for your call, sir, trying to say that it doesn't exist. It exists, okay?
But not in the numbers that you say that it does.
What, are you going to cry?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, you know.
No, you're not.
877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, we got Margaret Gray, who is a writer of a syndicated column throughout the United States, A Little Bird Told Me, which I understand someone has ripped off and has started a Facebook page over, but we'll talk to Margaret about that. And she will be talking about a very interesting case where the mother of a young man who died wants his sperm, saved so that eventually this young man who is dead, eventually his offspring can continue using a surrogate mother. It's a very strange story. With us is Dean Wheeler. You were very emotional there, Dean, at the end.
Well, let me tell you why I was emotional, because I've been treated far worse by men than I've ever been treated by a woman. And I don't hear men saying that they're being abused by other men. Do you? Do you?
Do I ever hear men...
Do you ever hear men calling the police and saying, a man's abusing me? No. They do it when they think women are doing it to them, even though the woman isn't doing anything other than aiming a slingshot at their crotch or what have you. And that's not abuse. That's just a man, I think, being very very tender and very, you know, very sissy. I think it's a sissy... I think the whole thing is sissy.
Well, calling up the cops and saying a man's abusing me. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ray. Ray, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Dean Wheeler.
Hey there, Phil. I love your show. Dean, man, you're just so backwards. Look, I'll tell you personally, I've been beaten up by my wife multiple times. Now, it's because she does have mental issues. She is clinically depressed.
What do you mean, beaten with her fist?
And she
with
is
her fist?
Excuse me?
With her, she beat you up with her fist.
Yeah, correct. I've gotten 3 black eyes from her, and in preventing...
Well, let me ask you.
Okay.
Why did you punch her back?
Well, there's a really good thing. You know why I didn't punch her back? Because the laws are extremely stringent on men. And,
wait a minute. Another guy...
I am suffering mental, legal ramifications of this, because I was preventing her one time from hitting me, and in the course of preventing her from hitting me, she received a bloody nose.
Right. So in preventing her from hitting him, Phil, he knocked her out cold and fractured her skull. Enough said.
Now, that's not what he said. Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray next.
Phil Hendry.
Well, he could have said.